Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're headed to La Porte, Texas.
Okay.
But not for like one big event or anything.
Right.
We're going through their local news, Porte Around. It's from August 2024.
So like a little time capsule of what was going on in that community?
Yeah. It's a bunch of little stories, but when you put them together.
I see.
It's like you can really see what life was like in La Porte.
Makes sense.
We're talking like hurricane aftermath.
Oh, wow.
A community leader, retiring, high school football.
Classic small town stuff.
Yeah, maybe even a little local drama.
I love a little local drama.
Right.
Keeps things interesting.
So, first up, Hurricane Beryl.
Okay.
This is a Category 1 hurricane that hit in early July.
Mm-hmm.
Caused a lot of damage, power outages, the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
The interesting thing is how the city council reacted.
Mm.
They weren't just focused on cleanup. They were trying to make sure residents were better prepared for the next one.
Smart thinking.
Yeah, they started this new residential generator grant program.
How does that work?
So the city will cover half the cost of a generator, up to $5,000 for a whole home system.
Wow, that's significant.
Right. So if you're in La Porte and the power goes out, you might be able to keep the AC running thanks to this program.
I bet there's some fine print, though.
Of course, there are some rules.
Like?
No short-term rentals. You can't owe the city money.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be current on property taxes. And your home can't be used as a business, you know, except for like a home office.
Right. So it's really for people who live there.
Exactly. It's about helping the residents, the people who are really invested in La Porte.
Makes sense.
And they didn't stop at generators.
Oh.
They're also giving a break on property taxes for people whose homes were damaged.
That's really compassionate.
And they even teamed up with the Salvation Army to give out meals, water, all the essentials.
Wow, going all out.
And they're still cleaning up debris weeks later.
It's great to see a community pull together like that.
Right. Everybody working together to get back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
So let's switch gears for a minute.
Okay.
Away from the hurricane and everything.
Uh-huh.
There's this story about Hal Lawler.
Who's that?
He's been on the Planning and Zoning Commission for like 40 years.
40 years. That's incredible.
And he's finally retiring.
Wow.
He was the chair for 20 of those years.
He must have seen a lot of changes.
Right. And his family has a long history in La Porte.
Really?
Yeah. They've always been involved in the community.
And like a legacy of service.
Exactly.
Well, that's impressive.
And the article talks about how good he was at balancing individual property interests with what's good for the whole community.
That's a tough job.
Especially in a city that's growing and changing all the time.
I bet he had to make some difficult decisions.
Oh, I'm sure. He definitely left his mark on La Porte.
Yeah.
And in his final words, you know, he talked about how important it is for people to stay involved in their community.
I think that's something we can all take to heart.
For sure. And now for something completely different.
Okay. What's next?
Back to school. La Porte ISD is getting ready for the new year.
Ah, that back to school energy.
Right.
Always a mix of excitement and chaos.
Oh,
so true. Especially for the parents, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
So what are the key dates?
August 10th is the back to school bash.
Fun.
August 13th, first day for freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
And August 14th for everyone else.
Got it.
But even back to school got hit by the hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Hurricane Beryl.
They had to reschedule the fill the bus school supply drive.
Makes sense.
It was supposed to be earlier, but they pushed it to August 1st because of the storm.
Got
to
be flexible, right?
Exactly.
So besides the hurricane and the back to school rush, what else was going on?
Well, some good news for the school district.
Oh.
Their nutrition department won an award, the Best of the Bunch award.
That's awesome. What for?
They were in this thing called the Farm Fresh Challenge.
I've heard of that. It's about using local ingredients.
Yeah. So they're doing a great job getting fresh food into the schools.
Good for them.
And it's good for the kids, too.
Absolutely.
It shows they care about healthy eating.
And supporting local farmers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendent, Dr. Walter Jackson, he seems really excited for the new year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's encouraging everyone in La Porte to get involved with the schools.
That's great.
It really does feel like a community where everyone wants to help each other out.
I love that.
Yeah. It's pretty inspiring.
So what else did we find in Porte Around?
Oh, all sorts of things. It's like a whirlwind tour of La Porte life.
Hit me with it.
First up, the Rotary Club.
Okay.
Their July 4th parade was a big success.
Nice.
And get this, they were named the 2024 Medium Club of the Year.
Wow, they're really killing it.
Right. They do so much for the community.
It's amazing how much these service organizations contribute.
Absolutely.
So besides parades and awards, what else were they up to?
Well, they had this fishing tournament planned, the Hook, Line, and Sinker.
Catchy name.
But Hurricane Beryl.
Right.
They had to postpone it.
Of course.
It's now scheduled for October 5th.
Hopefully the weather cooperates.
Fingers crossed.
So moving on from the Rotary Club.
Yeah.
What else caught your eye?
There's some interesting news about San Jacinto College.
Okay.
They're partnering with Soliogen, this biomanufacturing company.
What are they doing together?
They're going to offer customized training for lab staff.
Interesting. What kind of training?
It's for the industrial biotech field.
So they're preparing people for jobs in this growing industry.
Exactly.
That's smart. Aligning their programs with the needs of the local economy.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Students get training, Soliogen gets qualified workers, and the community benefits.
Everybody wins.
Now, for a piece of news that might not be so welcome.
Uh-oh. What is it?
The Texas Windstorm Insurance Association.
Okay.
They're thinking about raising rates in 2025.
Oh, no. That's never good news.
Especially after a hurricane.
Right. People are already dealing with so much.
It's definitely a reminder of the risks of living in a hurricane-prone area.
And the financial burden that comes with it.
Yeah. It's something to think about.
Okay. So we got rising insurance costs.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Some good news from Port Houston.
Oh, tell me more.
They just got approval to handle cold treatment cargo.
What does that even mean?
So it means they can handle shipments that need specific temperatures.
Like?
Think like fruits, vegetables, meat, even medicines.
Oh, so things that need to be kept cold.
Yeah, it's a big deal for the port.
How so?
It opens up a whole new world of possibilities for imports and exports.
That's exciting.
It could mean more jobs, more economic growth for the region.
It sounds like Port Houston is becoming a key player in the global supply chain.
For sure.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From hurricanes to education to economic development.
And we're not done yet.
Is there anything else?
One last story.
Okay, lay it on me.
It's about community involvement in law enforcement. So LaPorte and Humble Citizens on Patrol, they hosted a training session.
What kind of training?
All sorts of things.
Right.
They taught people how to control bleeding in emergencies.
Wow. That's important.
Right. They also did training on how to spot drunk drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And they even taught people how to use Narcan, you know, for opioid overdoses.
That's incredible. They're really preparing people for anything.
It's really inspiring to see how much these volunteers care about their community.
They're really going above and beyond.
And it makes you realize that you don't have to be a police officer to make a difference.
We can all do our part.
Exactly.
So what's the takeaway from all this?
I think it's that even in a small town like LaPorte,
yeah,
there's so much going on.
So much life.
Yeah. And so many people working hard to make it a better place.
It's a good reminder that every community has a story to tell.
Absolutely.
It really does make you think, about all the people behind the scenes,
yeah,
the ones who make a community tick.
Yeah. Like Hal Lawler, 40 years on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's a lifetime.
It is. And now he's gone.
It makes you wonder who's going to fill those shoes.
Yeah. Who's going to make those tough calls?
The ones that shape the town, you know?
It's easy to forget about that stuff. But those decisions, they really matter.
They affect everyone.
From the parks we use.
Yeah.
To the traffic we're stuck in.
It's all connected.
It is. So back to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that award the nutrition department won?
The best of the bunch thing.
Yeah, for the Farm Fresh Challenge.
It's great that they're focused on healthy food.
It is.
But how do they actually do it?
Do what?
Get all that fresh produce.
Oh, that's a good question.
It must be a lot of work.
Probably partnerships with local farms.
Yeah.
Maybe even school gardens.
I'd love to see that.
Kids growing their own veggies.
That would be awesome.
And they have open enrollment, you know.
What does that mean?
So kids from outside the district can go to LaPorte schools. It's a big deal. Shows they really care about education.
Not just about the numbers.
Exactly. About giving every kid a chance.
That's what it's all about.
Speaking of giving back.
Like the Rotary Club.
Yeah. Those folks are amazing.
They really are.
Parades, scholarships, charity work.
They do it all.
And it's not just local. You know,
what do you think?
Rotary is international.
Right.
So they're part of something much bigger.
Wow. A small town making a global impact.
It's pretty cool.
So let's talk about the port.
Port Houston.
Yeah, that cold treatment cargo thing,
That's a big deal.
It is. It's going to change things.
How so?
Think about all the new stuff they can ship.
Give me some examples.
Fresh produce from South America.
Okay.
Meats from Europe. Even medicines from Asia.
Wow, that's a lot of variety.
And it could mean lower prices for us.
That would be nice.
Plus more jobs, more money flowing into the area.
It's like a domino effect.
One thing leads to another.
But then there's the insurance issue.
Yeah, the windstorm insurance.
Those rate hikes could really hurt people.
Especially after the hurricane.
It's tough.
It is. Got to balance affordable insurance with covering those huge costs.
It's a tough problem.
Maybe the city can help somehow.
Maybe. It's worth exploring.
So, back to the community spirit.
What do you mean?
The citizens on patrol.
Oh, yeah. The training session.
They're really taking charge.
It's impressive.
Learning how to save lives.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff.
They're like everyday heroes.
They are.
And it shows that we can all make a difference.
We don't have to wait for someone else.
We can step up ourselves.
It's inspiring, honestly.
It is.
You know, it's amazing what you can learn from a small town newspaper.
Right. It's like a window into a whole other world.
Port Around really gave us a sense of what life is like in LaPorte.
Yeah, it's like a microcosm of America.
Exactly.
All these little stories, but they connect to bigger themes.
Mm-hmm. Like the hurricane.
Yeah, that was a national event, but we saw how it played out locally.
And how the community came together to rebuild.
And then you have individuals like Hal Lawler.
40 years of service.
A true pillar of the community.
It makes you think about the impact one person can have.
And then there's the school district, gearing up for a new year.
Fresh starts, new challenges.
It's a cycle we all go through no matter where we live.
The economic stuff was interesting too.
Yeah, the port expanding, the insurance rates going up.
It's a reminder that even small towns are connected to global forces.
And through it all, you see this spirit of community involvement.
People helping each other out, taking ownership.
Like the citizens on patrol, those folks are incredible.
It gives you hope, you know?
It does.
That no matter what challenges we face, we can overcome them together.
As long as we're willing to get involved.
Exactly.
So what do you say?
About.
Let's go check out our own local news.
See what stories are unfolding in our backyards.
Maybe even get inspired to make a difference.
I'm in.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.